There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Kessler, working on the top stories for Tuesday, the 14th of April. Do you believe it? 4/14/15. That's interesting. Wait till tomorrow. No, wait till 5 May 15th. That'll be cool. The long and winding road to the White House, which seems to go on and on and on and on and on, is how we get started. Marco Rubio has framed his White House bid. He's a senator from Florida, as most of you know. He says that he wants to offer the nation a younger generation of leadership that breaks from the ideas that are stuck back in the 20th century. Obviously a shot at Mrs. Clinton and Mr. Bush. We must change the decisions we are making by changing the people who are making them. What do you think of that announcement? 888-302-3684. Does it sound like more of the same? Sound like hope and change. Yay! We're going to have everything different, and yet everything stays the same. It's also easy for you to get to us. Email Ken at DougStephan.com or Doug at DougStephan.com. Or you can update us with your thinking. The way that a lot of people, it's a sign of the times. Younger people want to do it quickly. Twitter at Good Day and Facebook.com/Good Day Show. Either of those two things brings us around to Kenny and I scrutinizing what you have to say. Mrs. Clinton spent nearly 2 years, as you remember, tiptoeing around the decision to run for president. Most of the political world assumed that she was going to do it, and she did. She decided to spend her time working and sort of boning up. I think she's prepared, don't you think? She has now, right, Kenny, she's ready to go. All right, so what are people saying? Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show, either about Rubio or Cruz or Mrs. Clinton. Interesting to see who other what other Democrats are going to be out there. Some people are taking a shot at her being 67. Because she has age. I don't know if that's a negative. I think it's a positive. There are a lot of people who will look at her wealth. People take shots at her appearance, as they always have, her legs, that kind of stuff. Problems that she's had with her husband. What's that got to do with anything? Anyway, she's pretty calculating. She's doggone smart. And when she wants to be, I know personally, how she appeals to people, because she did to me. She's, I think, very approachable in a way. And there's a lot to be said for her. I don't know Rubio. I don't have the same negative feelings about him that I do about Ted Cruz. I just think Ted Cruz is a lot of bluster. I don't know, Kenny, what's Rubio done that seems to be the most significant thing he's accomplished, at least in his senatorial years? Do you have any, is there something that jumps out at you? Nothing jumps out at me, but then I have not been a student of his, and I want to be fair. I don't know more about him than I do anybody else, because most of them don't appeal to me anyway. So I'll give it to you if you have something that sort of jumps out at you about Rubio.
Nothing really. In fact, one of the comments we got on Facebook, Pete says, "What bill has Marco Rubio ever brought to the floor? None. He's a career hack politician. He's looking for a VP spot with Jeb Bush."
Two Floridians, not going to happen. But it's a nice thing to be motivated to do. I guess that's what you want to do. All right, what else have you got there, comment-wise?
Aaron says, "Marco Rubio as president will be a shining example of what this great country can offer to the poor immigrants wanting to come over and make a change in their lives for the better."
Isn't that Barack Obama? Oh, no, he was born here. I forgot. Well, Rubio's family, he's a first-generation American, right? if I remember. Yep, right. But he sounds, Marco Rubio, that name sounds more like he would have come here off the boat from Italy, frankly. There are a lot of Italians who, if they don't know any better, would vote for him because he sounds Italian. Right? All right.
Sure.
What else?
Fred says, I'm not excited about Rubio because of his amnesty bid.
Ah. What are the key issues of the 2016 campaign? What do you think the Marco Rubio issues or the Clinton issues, are the issues going to be what they define them to be or what others define them to be? I was talking about Mrs. Clinton and what people are going to say about her. Is there anything new there? Benghazi, not new, right? Her wealth, not new. Her appearance, not new. Her husband, not new. Her friends, not new.
The email thing is new.
The what?
The email.
Yeah, that's
true. Email issues.
Yeah, that's new. But I don't, is that an issue really? I mean, when you really, really, really get down to it, is that a real issue or is that one that's been concocted by those who don't like her who are happy to have one other thing to throw into the pot?
I think it's a little bit of both, and it depends which side you're on. I think all those on the right who will be running against her will be using that in probably in their ads if they haven't already.
Mm-hmm. And are there Democrats who will run against her, or are they all afraid?
I don't know. I don't know if they're afraid as much as thinking that it might be futile if
a waste of time. Yeah, right. She had
way up in
she went the chops that she created during the last time around when it almost seemed that she would win. There's going to be that consensus. Okay, she almost won before. She's done a good job. Look at all the work she's done. Let's make sure she gets it. There's a lot of that thinking as well. What you're thinking, help yourself to any of the ways to connect to us. Meanwhile, in a moment, we have a lady who works on polling, Natalie Jackson, who's going to try to straighten out what the relevance is of some of the polls and how some of these people are showing up on the polls already. It's about 13 past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get 40% off large banners, posters, and lawn signs.
Offer valid on all large banners, posters, and lawn signs in store and online and 627.15. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer. See store, staples.com/signs for details.
Would you wait several days for your shower to get hot? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? FloNase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you have those pesky bags and puffiness under your eyes, they've been there too long, every time you look in the mirror, you're not happy, do not wait another minute. Call 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell. GenuCell uses the power of plant stem cells to target the bags and the puffiness, the lines, the things around your eyes that you don't like. After a long time, these people perfected this formula. You're going to love it. GenuCell will help reduce the puffiness and lines around your eyes immediately. 800-543-9262. And guys, you can use it too. It works for both men and women. I underscore that because I use it all the time. Instant effect. See results overnight, guaranteed, or your money back. GenuCell. Get rid of the lines, the puffiness, the bags around your eyes. 800-543-9262. Order now, and the company will double the amount of GenuCell sent to you. Call 800-543-9262. 800-543-9262.
So you're sporting a brand new pre-owned GM vehicle. You notice the OnStar button and wonder, what if I push it? Do it. You'll get 3 months on us, a free trial of OnStar services, including automatic help in a crash and monthly diagnostic checks. The offer's good on 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM models. Just push the blue button and ask for 3 months free. It's also obligation free. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
16 after the hour on the Good Day program, Richie and Jennifer and Kenny and I have Natalie Jackson with us, who is currently senior data specialist and scientist with the Huffington Post. She works primarily in the poll section to aggregate polls, building forecasting models and covering advances, controversies. The real focus here, because we are talking about politics, her most recent articles have been about Mrs. Clinton's announcement, whether Elizabeth Warren would run, whether Donald Trump ought to be included in the polls, that sort of thing. So, Natalie, let's talk about polling in general and how accurate or not. Is it getting to be more scientific and more accurate?
Well, that's a complicated question. Technology advances are forcing pollsters to use different methods instead of calling landline telephones that are household based. We have to call cell phones and do things over the internet. So it's complicated. I think the best advice I can give is that if a poll doesn't tell you exactly how it's done, you should be very skeptical of it, because we are in this era of.
So how many people, that's an interesting point, how many people actually are aware of how it's done? Why don't you give us a quick 30, 40 second primer in how accurate polling is done?
Well, there are a couple of different ways. If you do it over the phone, you need to call both household telephones and cell phones. You need a lot of the cell phones because people are switching to, that's all they use, that's all they answer. Mm-hmm. They don't even have the house lines. If it's done over the internet, be very cautious, because there are lots of people that don't have internet access. Basically, they need to say that they're taking steps to make sure that the internet sample is representative of the general population. If they're not doing something to adjust the sample, then you should be pretty skeptical of it.
Mm-hmm. But again, how many people actually take time to understand? They just look at the results. Gallup says this, Rasmussen says that, Zogby says whatever, and that's where it goes. So your article about Elizabeth Warren and Donald Trump are having a focus on them. How is it decided who would be included in political polls as far as names are concerned?
Well, I talked to some pollsters about that, and I was a pollster before coming to Huffington Post, so I have some of my own ideas. Basically, they all have their ears to the ground, listening to what the party insiders are saying, what campaign personnel are doing, looking at who is building the groundwork for a campaign. Particularly in New Hampshire, there's a lot of experience in the game, so that, you know, pollsters can look to those people and see who is doing what it takes to put together a campaign.
So, in this circumstance, the polls will be more important. There are continuing people. I use the example from The Good Wife last night. It was about polling in part. People don't like them, do they? People don't like the polls because oftentimes they feel like they're in your face when you come out of the elections. People say, "Ah, well, how'd you vote?" That's something that doesn't often work too successfully, does it?
Right. Well, the exit polls are a bit of a different thing. But that's, again, where we have to make sure that the pollsters are taking the right steps to make sure that they are getting enough people and they are
the sampling, in other words, is important. Okay, Natalie, thank you. Natalie Jackson from Huffington Post.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Killer year with Shake It Off, and what's the other one? Oh gosh, Blank Spaces.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But she's 24, 25.
24, I think. 24, 25.
At what age did she come onto the scene? Was it 18?
She was about 16.
16. Wow.
Yeah, she did her first hit, was called Tim McGraw.
Yeah.
And she's about 16 years old, I think. And you know what's smart about her is that she writes her own songs, mm-hmm. she makes her own music, she plays guitar, she's really kind of, and she's controlled her own destiny to a point where she hasn't fallen victim to becoming one of those pop princesses, but yeah. Man, she can make hits. She cranks
them
out.
You know what's smart about her is that when she was 15 or something like that and told her mom she wanted to make a go of being in the music business, they moved to Nashville. She got signed.
Mm-hmm.
She got signed to a big record label, mm-hmm. and they shelved her. Yeah. And after a year, she said, adios. She walked away from one of the big record labels to another smaller label that said, we'll actually release your record and promote it. Mm-hmm. And bam.
Yeah. All right, so she has 14 nominations. Billboard, by the way, for those of you who may not know, is kind of the Bible of the music industry. Like Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. Billboard is the really the place to go when you want to track the hits and the hit makers. And so it has been for years and years and years.
All the hits, none of the misses. That's
like a line from Casey Kasem. Yeah. All right. So,
oh, here we go.
Included on the list of artists who are also up for awards, Pharrell Williams.
Very good.
Multiple nominations. John Legend, Ariana Grande, Meghan Trainor, Iggy Azalea, and Sam Smith.
He's a big year.
He's actually number two on the list. The number one, Taylor Swift, 14 nominations. Smith has 13.
Yeah.
True, I'm not good at it. He walked away with a bunch at, what was the last
Grammys.
One?
Yeah, Grammys.
Yeah. Now, this is the season of all these music awards, right? The Country Music Award 50th Anniversary Show is this coming Sunday.
9 days away. I've got it on my calendar.
9 days away?
I think it's the 19th, isn't it?
No, it's Sunday.
The
only reason I know is because watching my two favorite CBS shows on Sunday night, which is the only night I really have time to watch television, the Madam Secretary and lineup with Good Wife, it's going to both be gonzo next week because of the Country Music Awards, the American Country Music Awards, 50th anniversary, and all kinds of, the usual star power. But this guy has come on the scene. Really, I kind of like his soul. Is that too corny to say? He sounds like he's got a lot of soul. But he does. To me, young.
He thanks his ex-boyfriend for, that's what he said at the Grammys, because he got broken up with.
28 after. Okay, so you've tried to whiten your teeth before and know how annoying it can be. One, maybe you used the strips or the trays and that was too much work to deal with and it got messy. Two, maybe it was too sensitive on your teeth. Or three, maybe you have caps or crowns or veneers and it just wasn't working on those. That's why I use Power Swabs. Power Swabs, a clinically proven teeth whitening system that gets your teeth whiter and brighter in just 5 minutes. That's right, 5 minutes. I'm talking on average 2 shades whiter in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. Clinically proven. If you have caps, crowns, or veneers, Power Swabs can get rid of the stains on them as well. Who doesn't want a nice white smile to go with the good weather? Call now for your 5-minute solution to whiter and brighter teeth. 800-281-6829. That's 800-281-6829. Call now. Mention Doug Steffen. Get free shipping on your entire order. That's 800-281-6829 for Power Swabs. 800-281-6829.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com. The entrepreneur's phone system.
When someone is 100% awesome at what they do, you call them super, like superheroes or superstars, which is probably why Super 8 hotels are named Super 8. They take a comfy, affordable stay and make it super. With free Wi-Fi, free breakfast, and Wyndham Rewards points for loyalty members at over 1,800 locations worldwide. All at a price that fits. And that's just super. Super 8 Hotels. Stay super at super8.com.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the ultimate enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the ultimate enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs, and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health, order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemed.com. That's brightsidemed.com. Order today.
It's the Tuesday Good Day program. Ken Kessler and Doug Steffen in depth in this hour. How many of you have watched or have been interested in the continuing focus on bullying? The stats alone, cyberbullying. Going back to 2009, you look at the scales, Kenny, and they go up and up and up and up. And it isn't just students and students, although there's a lot of that. It's the number of people, even adults, the gay bullying that's going on, the school bullying, adult bullying, child bullying, teenage bullying, the violence that comes as a result of it. And then the question comes up on why it is that people bully to begin with. Excuse me. Why is it that some people feel so insecure? Because that's what this is. Bullying comes about as a result of complete lack of loving yourself. Why would you take shots at other people if you felt good about yourself? Why would you even pay attention to other people? I think that's one of the facts that isn't discussed very much here. So not only is it stopping bullying, stopping cyberbullying, whatever it is. I had the trouble when I was in school. Kenny, did you ever have trouble with this?
I very briefly when I was in middle school. Mm-hmm. And all it took was actually a sick day. And when I went back the next day, he had moved on, found somebody else.
To bully.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was this somebody older than you? Bigger than you?
He was 1 year older than me. He was bigger than me.
Why did he pick on you?
Because it was really something stupid. Somebody had pushed me into him.
Oh, there you go. That's important.
Right.
Remember that little song, why is everybody always picking on me?
Yeah.
There is a strong link between bullying and suicide. If you look at those stats, not only here in our country, but in other countries as well. So if you're a parent, you're a teacher, these are the dangers of bullying and the worse the offense, the more likely it is that students may think about committing suicide. I'm thinking back over the last couple of years. I used the 2009, so I went back to the stats of 2009 and brought it forward. Series of bullying-related suicides here in our country, drawing attention to the connection between bullying and suicide. There are a lot of adults who see bullying as just part of being a child, a youngster. That's what my father said, if I remember correctly, although he did take care of it when I was bullied. But this is a news media phenomenon, too. Yes, it is. But all of that aside, it still is a serious problem. Even if there are only a few, and there are not a few, there are hundreds of thousands of these incidents reported every year. Just part of being a child, no. Sorry. Many people may not realize that there is a link between being a bully and the person who's the victim committing a suicide. You think that fellow who bullied you, Kenny, thought that his taunting of you would lead you to think about committing suicide? I'm not suggesting that it did. I'm sure it didn't, but there are those people. And is it more likely to happen with young girls than it is with young boys? We seem to think that it's more of a girl thing, but I'm not so sure. Suicide is the third leading cause of death among school-age children. Last year in this country, 4,400, listen to that number, 4,400 deaths, according to the government, the CDC, caused by suicide. For every suicide among young people, there are 100 suicide attempts. So that means there were close to 45,000 teenagers who tried to commit suicide. 14% of high school students say they have considered suicide because of the relationships they have with their fellow students. For every suicide among young people, there are 100 attempts. Imagine that. 7% have attempted or admit to attempting suicide. Bully victims are between 2 to 9 times more likely to consider suicide than non-victims. This study, by the way, from Yale University, found that at least half of the suicides among young people in certain areas are because of bullying. 10 to 14-year-old girls may be at higher risk, according to this Yale study. The stats suggest 30% of students are either bullies or victims of being bullied. So the perpetrator and the victim, 30% of high school age students are involved in some kind of bullying on a regular basis, and 160,000 children stay home from school every day because they're afraid to go to school because they're bullied. Is this acceptable? I don't think so.
No.
Bully-related suicide connected to any type of bullying, physical bullying, emotional bullying,
cyberbullying. Some schools have more serious problems with bullying than others. Is it due to an excessive problem with bullying at the school, related to the tendency of students who are there coming from certain kinds of families? How many of you were bullied by your father or your mother? This is something that isn't looked into. It's usually the student on student. But there are fathers who bully their children who are not doing what the father thinks they ought to. Why aren't you tough enough to go play basketball or, you know, something like that? There are plenty of youngsters who are not capable of some of the physical requirements of playing certain sports, and yet the father who played these sports thinks, yeah, rah, rah, go out there and do it. And so instead of disappointing the parent, the youngster tries to do what the parent wants him to do and fails miserably because they don't have the chops for it, whatever the chops are, whatever is necessary, psychologically, physically, whatever. So because the father keeps pushing, child feels inadequate. I guess I better check out. I'm sure that there aren't a lot of people who've looked at it that way, but that's a way to look at it. How do you treat your children when they don't do what you would like them to do? Maybe it's not just athletics. Maybe it's school endeavors. You want them to be a scientist and they can't hack it. Why didn't you get an A in chemistry? I don't understand it. Well, work harder at it. And, you know, there's some things that disconnect. I was not good at chemistry or many of the sciences. I was pretty good in political science. I was pretty good in a number of things, but that wasn't one of them. So if my father had said, you better do better there, I don't know what I might have done. I wouldn't commit suicide, but I wouldn't have been happy about it. But we also, there's a fine line between that and encouraging your children to do their best. So anyway, let's pursue this a little bit more with someone who's studied this a lot and written on it. Lori Vann has more on bullying and suicides. This is an important thing we don't discuss a lot, so we're happy to do it in depth for you here to consider on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Would you wait several days for your cell phone to fully charge? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect?
When
you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get 40% off large banners, posters, and lawn signs.
Offer valid on all large banners, posters, and lawn signs in store and online and 627.15. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer. See store staples.com/signs for details.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover, and definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
This MultiView report is brought to you by More Fitness and Shape magazines. Thousands of women across the country will race in the 12th annual More Fitness Shape Women's Half Marathon, a New York Roadrunners event in New York City's Central Park on Sunday, April 19th. Natalie Morales and Erica Hill of NBC's Today Show will host and run the race, and Olympian Dina Castor will compete for the third consecutive year, hoping to defend both the course and event record she set in 2014. In celebration of Earth Day, the event has teamed up with Athletes for a Fit Planet to enhance their efforts to produce an environmentally responsible event by taking their pledge of sustainability. Elizabeth Goodman, artist editor-in-chief, Shape Magazine.
The More Fitness Shape Women's Half Marathon attracts thousands of strong, determined women, from novice runners to elite athletes who are racing toward a better, stronger, healthier version of themselves. I'm inspired by each and every participant and look forward to celebrating their accomplishments on race day.
For more information, visit morefitnesshalf.com.
This is Rick Ostick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Doug and Richie and Kenny and Jennifer with Lori Vann, who's a licensed professional counselor. She's a supervisor who's practiced in a variety of settings, including inpatient psychiatric hospitals, outpatient clinics, private practice. She's been a professor of psychology in Dallas and other areas in Texas. Through the years, she has received a lot of accolades because, as a matter of fact, she's been nicknamed the Teen Whisperer for her ability to work with challenging teen cases. I was talking about new technology and how it is a plus, but it also can be a negative, a minus, mostly because of all the bullying and the things that go on with people who abuse the privilege of having one of these machines. And Lori has been studying the relationship of bullying to teen suicide. Lori, thank you for joining us for this conversation. What are the stats in terms of suicide for teenagers?
Well, it really varies. I've seen some stats that say it's the second leading cause of death for teenagers. I've also seen it be the third. But needless to say, second or third leading cause, that's just way too many suicides occurring that are, you know, these are deaths that are absolutely preventable.
All right, so much of the suicide now is caused by bullying, the things that happen online. But then there are other ways. There are a lot of circumstances in which teenagers are being attacked, not just online, right?
Well, yes. I mean, bullying has been around since kids have been in school, I would say. And what I hear from a lot of adults is they just don't understand, well, why is it so much worse today than when they went through school? And cyberbullying is much more insidious than your regular schoolyard bullying. When you were at the end of the day, you could leave it when you were in a previous generation. But nowadays, you can't escape the bullying because if you log on to your social media account, there it is. And it's not just name calling. I mean, this is really serious stuff. Threats. I've had clients that have been told to commit suicide, that people don't like them, so go die, go cut. Mm-hmm. So really serious stuff.
There's a story about an anti-bullying rally. There, from time to time you see this. There's one being held in Dallas or has been held. There are other circumstances like this. So is there a reaction? Is there a pushback?
One hopes so. You know, my concern is that whenever you've had a suicide, that everyone comes out and goes, oh, well, they were such a great kid, and, oh, we don't understand how this happened. And my thought is, well, but where were those same people kid was going through day-to-day life?
Yeah. What happens if the bullying takes place on school property? Is the school, because it is fostered by what happens, the relationships built in school, does that make the school liable from the family's point of view as to some kind of recompense if something horrible happens, like a suicide?
Well, there have been lawsuits filed against schools or school districts for their lack of action in trying to prevent a child's suicide. In the state of Texas, several years ago, a law was put into place that saying schools had to try to make the environment safer, and that including doing their part to try to prevent bullying.
What if a parent suspects this is going on and the child is not fessing up to it? What does the parent do?
Well, that's not an uncommon occurrence because a lot of kids are actually embarrassed that they're being bullied. And sometimes they also have that fear of, how is my parent going to react to this? And some parents react with a lot of anger and they become a bully themselves. towards whoever is bullying their child, or they might actually blame the child themselves and go, well, why are you a target? Why aren't you doing this? Or they might react in some other negative fashion. So I encourage parents to, one, before this even occurs, they need to check in with themselves of, how will I handle this? If this happens to my child, which unfortunately, if they have a cyber account, it's much, much more likely to occur. But open communication is always the best.
Important to be open with your children and vice versa. Thank you. Lori Vann here with us on Good Day.
By now, you may have heard a bit about bitcoins. But did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
What I really want to do with my life, what I want to do for a living, so I want to be with your daughter. I'm good at it.
I got a question. You guys know so much about women. How come you're like a gas and sip on a Saturday night, completely alone, drinking beers? No women anywhere.
That's a good question.
I love it.
Hey. In Your Eyes, Peter Gabriel singing from the movie Say Anything, which was...
It's so easy to... Nobody really thinks it's going to work, do they?
You just described every great success story.
The number one movie during this week in 1989. Good remembrance there. We're going to find out from Chuck Curry, our movie man here in Movie Moments, what the number one movie of the weekend was. I'm not sure there are going to be any surprises here. I think I saw the number one movie. We'll find out if Chucker agrees with that and what other things are going on in terms of the box office and results. What did you see over the weekend and were you satisfied? We'll find out in a moment here on Good Day.
Sam Adams, Summer Ale Season.
I love the summer ale.
Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp, and refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
Summertime! Time for Sam Adams Summer Ale.
It's perfect.
It'd be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams Summer Ale.
Must be a pretty awesome ass for summer.
Get things done with power, comfort, and speed in a Kubota RTV utility vehicle. Now you can get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 4 years during our More Power to You sales event. Zero down, 0% APR financing for terms up to 48 months on select equipment now through June 30th, 2015. Not available for rental, national accounts, governmental customers, or with some customer instant rebate offers. Financing through Kubota Credit Corporation, USA, subject to credit approval. Other exceptions may apply. For more information, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
All right, so Chucker, let's go through the list of what was big this weekend in the box office. Probably no surprises, right?
No surprise, Doug. Last week's number one film, Fast and Furious 7, simply titled Furious 7. Number one for the second straight weekend. Pretty impressive, just dropping off 58% off a whopping opening weekend at $60.5 million, $252.5 million in 10 days. Already the biggest Fast and Furious film, Doug, worldwide.
Really?
On $800 million.
You know, I thought it was interesting. Have you seen it? Chuck, anybody here seen it?
I have not as of yet.
I just needed to go do something really stupid, so Saturday night, that's what I did. I went to see that movie. And did you like it? I don't like it.
The ending is very touching and good.
Well, the ending is the brother. The ending is not Paul Walker. It's his brother, and the reflection, you know, because everybody knows the story, exactly what they're talking about. So the movie addresses his death
right. In
a way that is fairly obvious, and then it sets up what the next movie is going to be about. So these people will keep this thing. This is like a cash machine. Good guy.
Me and Rich are talking last week about why we always see sequels in big franchises. This is like taking an actor like Vin Diesel. This is why almost every actor in the business wants to be attached to one of these huge franchises, because nothing will fill up your bank account faster.
No.
And
if you're smart, your agent's
going to
deal. All the people that are in it should make a deal for participation and not for upfront.
I just want to point out, box office is really not that interesting. Other than that, I went to see Danny Collins over the weekend with Al Pacino. It's playing on about 450 screens. Good to see Al Pacino do good work. It's a small film. I liked it enough.
I thought it was great. I saw it a couple of weeks ago. Like, did I talk about it here?
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
What'd you say, Kenny?
I liked it too.
Yeah, I liked it a lot. I saw the lady, Woman in Gold. Also, obviously, the weekend I wanted to get away from my thoughts. I thought it was well done and nicely done and a very good story. What did you think? Did you see it?
I didn't go see it. I'm going to go see it this week. It's at my local art house film. And last night I did a revival of Blazing Saddles. I had about 50 people show up. That movie stands the test of time, and the entire crowd, including myself, was buckled over and laughed. A great movie. Harvey Korman was just awesome.
He really is. So the MTV Movie Awards were announced. The movie of the year, The Fault in Our Stars. Did you see that?
Yeah, I liked it a lot, actually.
Did you? Why?
Yeah, it's a very sad love story that deals with two young people who have terminal cancer.
Mm.
But it's actually it's powerful. But the actors, including an actress named Shannon Woodley, who is becoming more popular, it's extremely appealing. I liked her immensely. You know?
Best comedic performance was Channing Tatum in 22 Jump Street. That was interesting.
Okay.
All right. So yes, we must end as long as you had that revival last night. Chucker is from Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania. For those who haven't heard him before, and he's very active in all video and DVD. He knows, that's why he's here, about this stuff, and he has this theater in town that he keeps bringing revivals in, little town, little theater, and does great with it. It's nice to see that sort of thing happening.
Thank you, Doug.
You're my hero, Chucker. Chuck Curry with Doug Steffen on Good Day.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.